fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's danger on the trail ahead!
It was late afternoon. Black clouds hung over the San Cruces Mountains, and the air was heavy with the threat of an impending storm. Inside the Stonewall Jail at Garrett City, a prisoner was nervously pacing the floor of his cell. Perhaps it was the oppressive atmosphere that sharpened Red Brady's wits, made him realize that if he was ever to make a bid for freedom, it must be now. Otherwise, he would be returned to Texas. That meant walking up 13 steps to a gallows trap and death at the end of a rope. A moment later, he was stretched out on the cell bunk, groaning with what he hoped was convincing realism.
Sheriff! Sheriff! Somebody help me! Sheriff!
What's the matter back there?
Sheriff!
Sheriff's not here. What do you want?
The pains. I feel terrible. Need some water.
I'll bring you a drink of water if that's all you want. Wait a minute.
Oh, hurry. Hurry, please.
Oh. Here you are. I'll have to get up and reach for it.
Can't get up.
If you're really sick, I'll send for a doctor.
Some water. Water, please.
All right, just a minute. Please.
Yeah. Oh, I can't raise up. You'll have to hold me.
I'm a deputy, not a nurse. All right. Here.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Oh. What'd you say the sheriff was?
I didn't say, but he's over to the county seat. Be back pretty soon. What's wrong with you?
Nothing much.
You were groaning like a sick calf. I thought you
but
were...
But you didn't think enough.
Hey, wait. You can't get away with it. Ow.
Sorry, Lamont. I haven't got time to wait. I'm heading north. Just as soon as I lock you in this cell and pick me up a horse. The keys. Where are the keys? Oh, still in the door. That's right. But I'll need this gun. So long, Law Dog. Thanks for the water and the shooting iron. Nobody around. There's a good-looking ruin at the hitch rack. That's for me. Then into them mountains and north to Wyoming. steady there, boy. You and me are going places. Get up there!
Despite its ominous threat, the storm didn't break over the San Cruces Range until midnight. By that time, Red Brady and his almost winded horse had found shelter in a cave near Boulder Creek. He didn't dare risk a fire, but he did manage a few hours' sleep before dawn revealed that the storm, instead of slackening, had increased. Boulder Creek was a raging torrent, and lightning forked down from low-hanging clouds with resounding crash that made the roan horse whinny with fear.
I don't like it any more than you do, boy. But I gotta keep on riding. Get up there!
Suddenly, a bolt of lightning hit the top of a pine tree near the creek's bank. And splinters long as Indian lances flew from the split trunk. One of them speared the hip of the roan horse.
Oh, oh, oh! Steady, boy! Oh, hey! The critter pitched me off! He slipped and fell. Yeah, a fine getaway I'm making. Horse and me both flat on our faces in the mud. Well, I guess I might as well get
hey,
going.
Boy.
Hey, what the...
Come on there, big fella.
Sounds like a woman yelling. I must be local. What would a woman be doing out here in all this...
Hey, boy, keep your head up.
Oh, I'm spooked for sure. Thunderstorms, lightning, and screaming women. Come on, boy, up on your feet. We gotta see what this is all about. Get up, boy. Come on, fella. Oh, oh there. Oh, boy. Oh. I'll be a girl and a cow pony trying to swim the creek.
Keep your head up, boy. Keep your head up, boy.
No wonder the pony can't make it. He's carrying a calf across the saddle. At least the rain's letting up. That's something.
Drop that calf. Turn loose. Save yourself and the pony.
No.
Why, you crazy?
Women and cows. One's just as loco as the other. Only thing to do is to try to pitch her a rope.
I'm going to throw you a rope. Grab it.
All right.
Here it comes. Hold on now. Let's paddle my horse.
All right, boy. Let's pull him out. All the crazy...
Thanks for pulling us out.
Gosh almighty, girl. Why didn't you let the calf go? Came near drowning you.
Because I like to finish anything I start. The poor little thing would have drowned for sure.
Yeah, you with it. You showed a lot of nerve, though.
So did you. You can really swing a rope, cowboy. I don't know anything else to say, but thank you.
Well, that's plenty. I'm glad I was here. You live in these parts?
Yes. Dad has a summer cow camp a few miles upstream. My name's Jean. Jean Carter.
Well, pleased to know you, Miss Carter. Is this your regular job, rounding up stray dogies for your daddy?
Oh, no. I'm just helping out. Dad's pretty busy these days. You see, he's the sheriff.
Sheriff?
And now he's out on the range somewhere, running down an outlaw.
So you're the sheriff's daughter, huh? Well, who is this Isle Hoot your paw's trailing?
A man named Red Brady. He escaped from the Garrett City jail yesterday afternoon.
Oh, that's so? Well... Guess I'll be moseying along.
Which way are you heading?
The north. I want to get up...
Would you mind waiting just a minute? I don't know who this is coming up the trail.
Well, I'm... Sure, I'll wait.
Oh, oh, oh. Howdy, Miss Carter.
Mitchell Hoyt. I should have known it would be you.
Yeah?
Snakes and bugs always crawl out into the open after a rain.
Who's this gent?
It's none of your business, but he happens to be the man who just saved my life.
Yeah? How?
One of Dad's stray calves fell into the creek. I tried to swim out and get it. My pony and I would have drowned if this stranger hadn't thrown us a rope.
It's mighty interesting.
Hey, Hoyt.
Yeah?
Look at the hog leg the gent's pegging. See the ivory handle sticking out of his holster?
Well, I'll be... Seems like I've seen that gun before.
A man's gun is his own business.
Maybe. Where'd you get that shooting iron, stranger?
You heard what the lady said, didn't you?
I know where I seen that hog leg. Belongs to Tom Jason, deputy sheriff.
Belongs to Tom?
Sure. Most anybody in Garrett City would recognize it. It's a gun you gave to Tom when you and him got engaged.
Oh, I...
How come you're packing it, stranger?
Wait a minute. Let me see. You're wrong. I've never seen this gun before.
Yeah? Seems to me you're about as tricky as your old man, even if he is a sheriff. Trying to beat me out of land and cattle I rightfully own.
You're lying.
And what are you doing up here on the creek, flirting with a stranger while Tom's busy in town?
I shouldn't even bother to answer you. But you know why I'm here. I'm trying to guard Dad's cattle while he's busy doing his job.
And that reminds me of something. Your pa's supposed to have some money for me today.
You'll get your money. Dad went over to the county seat yesterday and borrowed it. He'd have given it to you last night if he hadn't had to trail an outlaw who escaped from jail.
That's so? Hadn't heard about it.
The note will be paid off. Don't worry.
I don't know. Loaning money to a man who's careless enough to let his daughter run around in the hills picking up strangers might not be a very good credit risk. Right, boys?
Yeah, that's right, Hoyt.
I don't know what you're trying to do, Mr. Hoyt, but I just thought of an excellent idea.
Yeah?
Get down off your horse. I want to show you something.
Why not? Come on, boys. Let's see what she's got up her sleeve.
Right.
Now, what is it you got to show me?
This.
Oh, you'd slap my face, you little...
This is none of my business, but I'm buttoning it.
Why, you jump in, boy.
I'll pull the trigger.
Watch out, he's pulled a gun.
So have I.
My arm.
Now, Chance, I reckon I've got the deal. Right, heist your hands, all three of you.
Oh, thank goodness.
Miss Jean, would you mind relieving these critters of their hardware?
I was thinking of the same thing. I'll get their guns.
Hey, Hoyt, this Jasper's an owl hoot. Look at the brand on his horse over there. It's a box C.
Stand still.
I want that gun.
Well, the boys are right, Jean. The hombre's riding one of your pa's own horses. He must have gone...
Be quiet. I want your gun, too.
But can't you see...
The lady said quiet. Stop your yapping.
Now, what do we do with these?
Better put them in the saddlebag on your pony. Horse I've been riding is kind of winded.
Well, that's nothing to worry about. Why not borrow Mr. Hoyt's saddle horse?
If he steals my cayuse, I'll have him hung for it.
I do need a fresh mount.
Then take it, and let's ride out of here. Wait till I get my pony. Steady, boy. Ready?
I'm warning you.
You won't do nothing, mister, but keep your hands elevated till Miss Carter and I are gone. Said all right, let's go. Get up there. Get up.
Come on, boy. Gee, that's certainly a relief.
Well, it's my turn to thank you. Especially in view of me having a deputy sheriff's gun in your dad's horse.
Oh, don't bother to explain. I knew who you were the minute you pulled me out of the creek. I've seen your picture in Dad's office, Mr. Red Brady.
Then you must know I'm worth $5,000, dead or alive.
I'm not interested. You saved my life, I'll save yours. You've got a good horse and guns. What more do you need?
Nothing, except... Well, I'm heading for Wyoming. It's a long trip. I could use a little grub.
Well, that's easy. We'll stop at the cow camp. Come on.
Get up there. Get up there, boy. Your cow camp?
No, the camp's on the other side of the hill. This is just a cabin where we store food and...
What's wrong?
Look, three horses ground hitched in the clearing. And those men going into the cabin, they're not from our ranch. See, there's an Indian, a boy, and a tall man. Why, he's wearing a mask.
You seem to be collecting outlaws, Miss Carter. Don't worry, I talk their language.
Language?
Lead. From the muzzle of one of these 45s. You wait here. And stay out of the line of fire.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
To continue our story, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Dan approached the cabin, which was really a line shack for storing food.
There doesn't seem to be any sign of life around the place.
Maybe it belongs to a hunter or a trapper who's closed it up.
At this time of year, Dan.
Cabin built plenty good. Me think maybe...
All right, Guts. Get your claws up and do it pronto.
Behind us.
Golly, I've got you covered. Hit him up.
Do as he says. Both of you raise your hand. Move to the left quick.
And don't try to edge off there, because I'm going to shoot...
What you think? You're not hurt. I just shot the gun out of your hand.
Why, you...
But I still have mine, and you'd better...
No, Miss Jane. Don't try anything. This hombre's grease lightning on the draw.
I saw what he did. I've got the boy and the Indian lined up in these sights. If he shoots you, I'll shoot them.
It seems that the situation is just about even.
That's up to you.
I certainly don't want to kill anyone. I've already proved that.
That's right. Could have put that slug through my head just as easy as he knocked my gun down.
Then what do you want?
Put that gun away. I'll do the same thing, and I'll tell you.
There's no reason for me to trust an outlaw.
Why not? I'm trusting you. There, it's back in the holster. Put your hands down, Dan, Toto.
All right. Now, what do you want?
We stopped here to get some information about the trail to Garrett City. Which way do we go?
Straight over the ridge, due west. It's about 20 miles.
Well, thanks.
Are outlaws riding into towns in daylight now?
Maybe. Oddly enough, our reason for going to Garrett City is to see the sheriff there.
The sheriff? Well, why do you want to see him?
I have a message for him. Do you know the sheriff in Garrett City?
He's my father.
Oh, I see.
And if you...
Somebody coming, Miss Jane.
Oh, it may be Dad or... Hurry, Red. You won't have time to take the other trail without being seen. Get your horse and hide on the other side of the cabin until he leaves.
Sure. Thanks again, Miss Jane.
Now, I hear you call him Red. His last name isn't Brady, is it?
It might be. I don't care if he is an outlaw. He saved my life, and I'm trying to help him.
I see. And I think it would be a good idea for outlaws to stick together. Dan, Otto.
Yeah.
Hurry. Get the horses. We'll wait behind the cabin, too.
Oh, there, boy. Oh.
Tom.
Hello, Jane.
I thought you were Dad.
What do you mean? Ain't your father here?
I haven't seen him since yesterday afternoon.
Oh, that's funny. He left me more than an hour ago. Other side of Boulder Creek. Said he was riding by here and then over to Hoyt's place. He's got the cash with him to pay off that note of Hoyt's.
Then I can't understand why...
Your Pa and me have had a tough night trying to trail that varmint Red Brady.
Yes, I heard about it. Did he hurt you very much, Tom, when he got away?
Nah, just knocked me out and... Say, how'd you know about that?
I thought...
The hombre stole my gun, too. The one you gave me when we got engaged.
Oh, that's all right, Tom. You'll be able...
Hey.
What's the matter?
Right over there on the ground. It looks like... That is. This is it. My gun.
Yes, I see.
That Brady critter must have been here and...
Tom, let me ask you something.
Yeah?
You... love me, don't you?
Sure I do. Why?
I've got to tell you something. Red Brady has been here. We rode up the creek trail together. He saved my life this morning, and I helped him escape.
Jean. Your Pa was holding him in jail for a murder charge down in Texas.
That doesn't change the fact that he helped me, so I tried to help him.
Where's he now? Which way did he go? Got to find your Pa and get after...
He joined some other outlaws. They've gone.
Other outlaws? Jean... Do you realize that by mixing with Owl Hoots, you're breaking the law? Breaking down everything your Pa and me stand for?
I don't care. Who's this?
Chuck Carney. He was riding with us in the posse last night.
Hold there! Hold, you critter! Hold! Hey, Tom! Where's the sheriff? Have you seen him? Howdy, Miss Jean.
No, he's not here at the cow camp. I thought he was here...
Look what I found on the trail. About a mile below here. It's the sheriff's hat and part of his gun belt.
Oh.
Maybe Brady is still in this territory. Maybe bushwhacked the sheriff.
Come on. Ride back to where you found that stuff and see if we can pick up a trail.
Tom.
You'd better ride with us, Jean. This will give you an idea of what to expect when you trust Owl Hoots.
Steady, boy.
Get up.
Get up there. I didn't bushwhack the sheriff. You know that. Well, I've been right here with you and your pards.
That isn't what I mean. You've just heard a girl defend you, stand between you and the law. She didn't have to do that.
What do you mean?
From what she said and from what you've told me, it seems to balance off this way. You helped her and She helped you. Now it's your turn again.
I don't get it.
Well, her father, the sheriff, has disappeared. Maybe we can help find him.
Maybe you can, not me. Now that the trail's clear, I'm heading for Wyoming.
Why didn't you do that this morning? Why didn't you keep on going instead of stopping to pull a girl out of the creek?
Oh, I don't know. Guess I'm just loco enough to do...
I think I know the real reason.
What?
Because regardless of what you may have done or not done in Texas, you're really a man who paid his honest debts.
But why should I stick around here and try to find that sheriff? The minute I run up against the law, I'll be back in jail.
Didn't you tell me that the murder charge you're wanted for down south was the result of a fair fight? That you shot in self-defense?
The law didn't think so. They wanted to hang me.
Maybe you didn't give the law a chance to find out the facts.
Well, what's that got to do with me staying here in the mountains and trying to find a lawman?
Just this. If you'll help me do it, I'll guarantee you won't go back to jail.
How can you guarantee it?
I can handle my guns, Red. You know that.
Well, all right. But where do we start looking for the sheriff?
You said one of the men who stopped you and Gene this morning was named Hoyt.
That's right. It's his horse I'm riding now. That Hoyt's really an ornery critter.
Yes, I know. But I also know that he's more of a loan shark than a cowman or rancher. The sheriff is only one of several men he's victimized since he's settled in this country.
Yeah? Well, how do you help him?
You ride down the creek trail. Try to overtake Miss Carter and the deputy sheriff. Bring them to Mitchell Hoyt's ranch house.
Me do it. Here's Scout.
Red, you and Dan and I will go over there now.
Go where?
To Hoyt's place. Hurry, Toto.
Me go. Get him up, Scout.
Here, Silver. Here, Victor.
Hey, I don't get this. How come we're lining up for this Hoyt Buzzard's place?
Because I think that's where we'll find Sheriff Carter.
Yeah? What makes you think so?
Hey, big man. It's a trick he's been known to play before. Loan a man money, then steal it when the borrower has cash to repay the loan. Hurry, get on your horse. There's no time to lose.
Never ran into an owl hoot like you. All at once, you know everything
about... You'll understand it later. Come on, let's ride. Come on, Silver.
Get up, Vic. Get up, boy.
You, Curly?
Yeah.
Where's Stubb?
Out in the bunkhouse, keeping an eye on the sheriff.
The old codger's still unconscious?
He's coming around. We've got him blindfolded. He don't know where he is.
No more than he knows what hit him out there in the trail. Slick stunt of yours, Curly. Waiting in that tree and then dropping down on him when he rode past.
How about the money? Was it in the bud?
Yep, it's all here. 10,000 in new banknotes. Pretty good day's work.
When are we going to turn him loose?
Wait till after sundown. Take him out and drop him alongside the trail.
You're laughing about it.
How are you old gents going to look tomorrow afternoon when I ask him to pay up his note? You tell me he was robbed on the trail.
And you'll take over his Buxy spread, eh?
Sure.
How come you was rawhiding that cutty girl so much this morning?
She's too all-fired smart. She and that Tom Jason, both of them.
Say, wonder who that Jasper was who was with her.
I don't know. Some saddle tramp. He stole my horse. I'd like to run into him.
You'd do what, Mr. Hoyt?
What the... It's him. Jimmy was talking.
How'd you get in here?
Locked in. Don't reach for any hog legs, because I got both of you covered.
What do you want?
Sheriff Carter. Where is he?
Why should I know anything about the sheriff?
A part of mine thinks you do. It's good enough for me.
Where's this part?
Right outside.
All right, come on in. I got him covered.
So are you. Reach before I blast you.
Hi, you.
Good work, Stubb.
Hi. All right.
Yeah. Lucky thing you saw the buzzard, Stubb. He had me and Hoyt under a cold drop.
Who is he?
Jasper that was with the Carter girl this morning.
What's he doing here?
Says he's looking for Sheriff Carter.
Well, I can...
Somebody coming, Hoyt.
Who is it? Look out the window.
Yeah. Hey, it's a Carter girl, Tom Jason and the Redskin.
Quick, herd this hombre into the next room so we can...
If a certain jet hadn't double-crossed me, you buzzards wouldn't be...
Cover that back door, Curly. Maybe he really has got somebody with him.
Yeah,
I'll drill the first one into the move.
The sheriff!
I've got him covered from this side, Sheriff.
But, Dad, are you hurt?
I'm all right, Gene. How'd you and Tom get here?
An Indian brought us.
Indian? That's strange. A young kid found me in the bunkhouse. He untied me and told me what's going on in here.
Indian and a kid? Did you see a tall gent wearing a black mask?
Well, Brady, So you're part of this gang, too.
No, I'm not.
And what are you doing here?
I came to find you.
Glad you did, Brady. Saved us the trouble of running you down.
Yeah, the prettiest double cross I ever walked into.
Put the cuffs on all of them, Tom.
Sure.
Sheriff Carter.
Hello there, kid. Hey, how do you tie up with this gang?
Here, here's a letter for you. A friend of mine would have delivered it sooner, but we had to find you.
Letter? Well, let me see it. Well, I'll be...
Dad, what is it?
Good news for you, Brady.
For me?
This letter's from a Texas sheriff, the one who asked me to arrest and hold you. He says the law has discovered the real facts in that shooting scrape you were in. The court reversed the verdict. You're a free man.
Gosh.
Oh, I'm so glad, Red.
And another mighty innocent piece of information in this letter.
What do you mean, Sheriff?
Seems that the law down in Texas does want a gent. Named Mitchell Hoyt.
What the...
Don't why you? At least that's the alias he uses. A couple of sidekicks called Curly and Stubb.
What's
and
that?
All the time I was running away from the... Say, Sheriff, where'd you get that letter?
You saw that kid hand it to me just now.
Well, does the letter say anything about a big fellow that wears a mask?
A big... Oh, I know who you mean. Sure. Why, he's the one who brought this up from Texas.
Yeah, but who is he? What's his name?
I thought everybody knew that. He's the Lone Ranger.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.